Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Well, welcome to Business Resolutions. I'm recording from Queechee, Vermont, and my guest today is Carol Dewey. Carol is a real estate broker, a very good friend. She was the one that has helped me not only find my home here in Queechee, but also the people that have helped me develop the home, with the architect, the contractor. Whenever I need to know, the other day I called her about an auto mechanic. Whoever I need anybody in the Queechee area, Carol is a person I confide in, and have had a great relationship, a professional relationship for many years. So Carol, good day. Nice to have you as my guest.
Thank you, George. Nice to be here.
Carol, as I said, is a real estate broker, and we had some interesting episodes. I don't know if you remember when I sold the condominium, the ruckus.
I remember that. That was horrible.
The person, I had the deposit, and he came up with an excuse or a reason that the beam was endangering the construction and all. And you kept me. It was one of the few times. I'm usually a pretty cool negotiator now, but I lost my cool on that one.
I think we all lost our cool on that one. That was very unfortunate.
But I think we finally split the deposit at 50-50, I think it was, after a couple of months of back and forth, and we went off and got someone else, and things worked out pretty well. But I remember in finding the place that we now have, I'll never forget your words. We were starting to look for a home instead of a condominium, and you said, "Well, there's this place up on the other side of the road. It's a funky house," were your words. You remember those funky words?
Yeah.
And
of course, right?
that created great curiosity, and it was a funky house, very very funky. And but you brought us in contact with a great architect. And a great contractor, and we're able to work out something that we're very happy with. And
is amazing today. It was not amazing then.
It was amazing, but from another standpoint.
It was. Yeah.
But it was as you know, you must have negotiated so many times, you know, as a broker in land sales and house sales and all. Can you think of you know, something in terms of a common trait that you find you need as a broker to be successful in dealing with difficult situations like the one I had and the ones that must come up time after time?
Well, there are not many, actually, that are issues, and I think that yours would not have been as big an issue as it turned out to be if the co-broking agent from the other office had been more in tune with Queechee.
Right.
She didn't know Queechee. She didn't know how things worked in Queechee. And it was unfortunate that we got her. I think it had been somebody else, it would have probably been fine. But usually there are no problems.
But when there are problems, the people go to mediation. I remember I suggested that the person didn't... Yeah. They're resolved in negotiating with the other party. The brokers get together, and everybody.
Resolved somehow. It's you can't really keep a buyer there and in the deal if he doesn't want to be. I mean, it's just not going to work out well. So somehow, if it's a buyer that's creating the problem, it's resolved, and the seller just sort of lets them go by.
So, in terms of your background, I mean, Carol is about four generations of the Dewey family, developed the mills here in the Queechee area. It was the village at that time. It's back in 1836 or something like that.
1836.
So you are descendant of a generation of the mills. And that was before this place was converted into a resort area. What are your recollections of of the Dewey Mill and this area when you were growing up in the 50s and the 60s. What's your recollection of this? And you've seen the transformation. So I'd like to sort of get a sense of that change, of what you saw when you were growing up and how it was and how things are now and all.
There's an amazing difference between the way it was when I grew up here and the way it is today. As I was growing up, Queechee was a very poor mill town, woolen mill town, and their mill went out quicker, faster, and earlier than Dewey's Mill's mill went out. And there were just a lot of very poor small farmers, mill workers. I don't know what the economy other than farming was around here.
It was the phasing or the last, the ending of the mills in the New England area, moving to the south to a great extent, and also competing with Europe. So yeah. At that time, Queechee and Dewey Village or the mills, which was contiguous, they were together, eventually joined into what's now Queechee Village. But it was in its dying stages at that time. So it was a relatively sad moment. Tell us about what ended. Your father was running the mill. It would have been the third or fourth generation. Your father
was the fourth.
The fourth generation. Yeah. And what? How was that ending of the mill closing down? And what caused it finally? And what recollection do you have of that sad moment?
Well, the Army Corps of Engineers took the property through eminent domain and tore the mill down, as well as the towns, the houses that were part of Dewey's Mills. And it was sort of sad. A lot of people lost their jobs. I think there were close to 300 people working in the mill at that time. And my father desperately tried to keep those people employed by buying another mill in Enfield, New Hampshire. And then it just became too difficult to continue the work.
That purchase by the Corps of Engineers was due to a dam that was built North Heartland, and it's now it created a beautiful pond, which is called Dewey Pond.
Yeah, well, that was there.
That was there.
That was there.
I was there. Okay, that was not caused by the damming of the river.
Queechee, when Queechee Lakes was being developed, they were the ones that put that dike between the river and the pond.
And of course, what I conceive is North Heartland. There's a huge dam way down, and which is beautiful for kayaking and swimming. And then you can there's a for the listeners, Queechee is well known for many reasons, but the main one is what's called Queechee Gorge, which anybody
Vermont's
that comes
number one tourist attraction
when coming through up through Burlington and up to the Stowe area from New Hampshire. We're near Dartmouth, Hanover, and Lebanon, people invariably stop to the Queechee Gorge. There's always 20, 30 people looking down over the bridge into the Queechee Gorge, and it's a beautiful area as it goes down and then into the North Heartland Lake, and kayaking up from that dam up to the gorge is a beautiful experience.
In theory, the plan had been to expand the dam in Heartland, and if there was ever a flood in New England, they would close the dam in Heartland. The water would back up into Queechee Gorge, then into the pond in Dewey's Mills, and then 100 feet into the low-lying areas. Now, we did have a flood in 73 that was a good-sized flood, and they forgot to close the dam, so it flooded every place. But this last time,
Yeah. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about Irene and what Irene did to Queechee and just a number of other places in New England. So we'll be right back. I'm with Carol Dewey, my real estate broker and good friend here in Queechee, Vermont.